We continue with the tafsir of the Noble Quran, and we're looking at Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 38, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the importance of Shura. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and we mentioned that it is in matters of importance that one needs to consult one another. Khatib Baghdadi rahimahumullah has narrated a statement of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who said that, I asked Nabi Salsam that if after we face a situation about which neither the Quran has any specific ruling, nor have you given us directives, how should we proceed? And Nabi Salsam said, اجمعوا له العابدين من أمتي وجعلوه بينكم شورا. In such a case, assemble the abidin, the worshippers of my ummah, and decide the matter on mutual consultation, and do not take a decision on any individual single opinion. So in many versions of this narration, the fuqaha are within those who are the abidin, which means that the jurists who have the understanding of the religion, they are the ones to be consulted. The author of Ruhul Ma'ani has stated that you need to consult religious people. And Imam Bayhaqi has a narration in Shu'ab al-Iman from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, or Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, that anyone who attends to do something and he takes an action after consultation, Allah will guide him towards the best possible option. It means that he will turn that person's direction towards an option that results in his betterment. And a hadith of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu has been reproduced by Imam Bukhari in his Adab al-Mufrad, and by Ahmad ibn Humaid in his Musnad. After reciting this verse, he said, مَا تَشَاوَرَ قَوْمٌ قَتُّ, that when a nation takes an action after mutual consultation, it is surely guided towards the correct cause. Nabi also said, so far as your rulers are the best among you, your rich people are generous enough to spend in the way of Allah and the poor, and your affairs are decided on mutual consultation, then the back of the earth will be better for you than its belly. So as long as three things, the rulers are the best amongst you, the rich people are generous, and your matters are decided through mutual consultation, then it is a good place to be living, the earth. But if that is not the case, then you'd rather be in the belly of the earth. So when your rulers are the worst amongst you, your rich people are misers, and your affairs are given in charge of women, then the belly of the earth will be better for you than its back, meaning that death will be better than life. So this is the fifth quality that Allah has outlined in these verses. Moving further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, speaking about His chosen servants, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and spend from what we have given them. And when we talk of spending, the virtue of it is for zakat, which is the obligatory spending. The Quran mentions zakat and sadaqat immediately after salah. But the mention of mutual consultation immediately after salah, and the mention of zakat thereafter, is perhaps to attract our attention to the possibility of utilizing the 5 times daily congregational salah in the masjid for the purpose of consultation. And that is why we find that, you know, our Tablighi brothers, when you sit for the fikr, you sit after the Fajr Salah, and you consult with one another on how to spread the message of the Deen of Islam. So from this verse of the Noble Quran, we can draw the proof that the importance of sitting together, making mashura, and that be done after the Salah, as is in the case after the Fajr Salah, or in other places at different times. Moving further on the description of these chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ, they are those whom, when there is an attack against them, they retaliate. When they are subjected to aggression, they defend themselves. يَنْتَصِرُونَ, which means that they defend themselves or they retaliate. Retaliation must be equal and should not exceed the limit. And this quality is in reality is in what is mentioned, the third quality, forgiving one's opponents. So what it means is that though forgiveness is a good quality, yet one may face certain situations where the mischief gets at a level that if he forgives, then it may perpetuate. Hence, it's better to take revenge in that situation. There are certain times when it is better for you to take revenge from your enemies, from those who have wronged you. And Mawlana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani in the Tafsir Uthmani has mentioned that if you have a person unnecessarily interfering and hides his own wrongdoing by force, then at that time it is better to take revenge. Also, if it is such that by you continuously forgiving, the person becomes more brazen in his violation of the rights, then it is better to retaliate. Another instance when it is better to retaliate is leaving aside your personal state when the behavior becomes an insult to one's religion or to the Muslims in general. When retaliating is a duty, then it needs to be done equal to the aggression. So in certain instances, it is important to be able to retaliate. Someone insults the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that instance, you can't just accept it and say, no, just forgive. وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا. And the recompense of evil is evil like it. And this is the law of equity, the rule of justice. If someone has been forced by another to take an alcoholic drink, it would not be permissible for him to force the other person to take an alcoholic drink. So it's not under all circumstances. Although permission has been given in this verse to take revenge, the equal measure is important. And moving further then, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the one who forgives and compromises, then his reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So under all circumstances, it is always better to forgive. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ ظَالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who are sinners. May Allah save us from being from the sinners, give us the ability to forgive and overlook, and when the need of the hour is to take revenge, and then we should be able to rise up for that.